Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House.
Hey, a couple phone calls wanting you to clarify your little contest here. So can they just call in and give their name
No.
You got to earn them, right?
No.
They're pretty nice tickets.
You don't have to earn them. We just want those that can participate in the show. This isn't a contest show. This is a home improvement show.
Right.
So if you suffered storm damage, this last storm or any storm, and you have a story that you have some part of that story could educate another Arizona homeowner, call in. And at the end of the show, everyone that gets in this hour will put your name in a hat and will draw for some dugout box tickets, row 13, September 11th, this coming Friday, for the Dodgers game against the Diamondbacks. But you're not just calling in and giving your name and number. Call in and let's hear what storm damage you have. What lesson did you learn that you can teach the other homeowners that are listening?
Well, and you may have to try a couple of times. Looks like lines are loaded already with storm damage stories.
Hey, let's bring in call number one with a very special message for someone very special in studio.
Hey, Billy.
Hello.
Happy birthday to you.
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Grandma Jenny. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, man, you made my day.
There's six of us in the vehicle, so we want six entries for those Diamondback tickets.
Very good. Romy and his traveling band of warriors, Tinley, Roxy, Remy, Landry, and, of course, the ever-present, patient, lovable Amanda. In the front of the F-250 crossing California on your way to the heirloom seed harvest or festival or... I got his vacation request while I was in D.C. He's going to a seed festival for a week in California. What is this?
You know, it's something that I've wanted to go through the last couple of years, and this is just the first year it's been in Santa Rosa every time, and we're really curious to check it out. It's people from all around the world bring heirloom seeds that are hundreds of thousands of years old for all these different types of vegetables and quads. They've got a lot of other things going on. They've got a lot of music. They've got an antique tractor show that we're looking forward to taking Remy to.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we want lots of pictures.
All right.
There's even heirloom livestock.
Oh, interesting.
Old breed, 1,000-year-old cattle line. So it'll be fun to check it out. It'd be good for good concept of the homesteading hour.
Yeah, all right.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, you drive safe, and we'll see you in a week, my good friend Romy and his family on the road in California in the Sanderson Ford. Not quite a staycation because they crossed the Colorado River, but that's okay. Drive safe, my friend. Good buddy. All right, let's see if we can squeeze D in real quick before we have to go on a break. We've got D, Diane, George, and Lee all trying to come in and educate the rest of the Arizona homeowners on lessons to be learned from storm repair. Good morning, Miss D. How can we help you this morning?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I had my walkway to my front door poured in two sections because they didn't do it right in the first place. So
okay.
What happened was I ended up with, it didn't exactly meet. So when it rains, I get all the water in the V where the two sections meet.
Okay.
And I don't know what to do about it. It creates a lake, and people have to wade through it to get to the front door. So it's a...
When did you have this done?
Well, it was done when they built the house 9 years ago.
Okay.
But it's a progressive, with each storm, it gets worse.
Okay. And have you addressed it with the home builder? And is there any interest in him or her helping you out at all?
Well, they're out of business.
Okay. Where are you? What major cross streets are you close to?
Rio Rico, Pendleton.
Oh.
And Oceano.
Okay, beautiful Rio Rico.
Yeah,
okay. Well, I won't be able to drive down there this week to take a look at it. We will be coming. we will be coming to Tucson in about 2 weeks. If you'll be patient, I'd be happy to come take a look at it and just sketch out a couple remedies for you. If
Fantastic.
Would 2 weeks be too long from now?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll take your name. I've got your number right here, and I would love an opportunity to get down to Rio Rico and visit with Miss D and take a look at what we can do to modify her ongoing drainage dilemmas that apparently were just kind of built in from the day she bought the house 9 years ago. And it deteriorates. It continues to deteriorate, which we see very often with the soils we have in Arizona, the additional increased exposure to drying and wetting and drying and wetting. Not an unusual dilemma at all. We thought for a long time that if your home was foundationally secure for the first 10 or 15 years, you probably didn't have any problem at all. But boy, we are seeing dilemmas in older homes now. And I understand Dee's home is only 9 years old, but we're going to get to these other calls as well. Diane has storm damage. George has storm damage. Lee calling from Tucson has storm damage. And there is one open line if you'd like to sneak in and get a chance at winning these Diamondback tickets versus the Dodgers on September 11th. Show archives.